Farage's Reform Party soars to record level of support in Scotland. By Kurt Zindelka on March 20, 2025. Nigel Farage's Reform UK party has surged to its highest ever support level recorded in Scotland as the upstart party continues to gain traction throughout the United Kingdom. A survey poll for Quantum Communications has found that Reform UK is now the third strongest party in Scotland, jumping to 17% support, the strongest ever result for the Farage-led party, the London Standard reports. The governing leftist separatist Scottish National Party, SNP, remains in the lead with 34%. However, it had sharply declined from the last local 2021 elections when the party won 48% of the vote. Meanwhile, the left-wing Labour Party is in second place at 23%, and the neoliberal Conservatives stand in fourth at 12%, followed by the Lib Dems at 8% and the Greens at 4%. Were a national election held today, Reform would pick up an estimated 14 seats in Westminster from Scotland. In response to the results of the poll, Professor Nicola McEwen of Glasgow University said, "The rise of Reform across the UK has been one of the key features of polling in the last year. Until now, Scotland had seemed to buck the trend, but this poll puts Reform UK at its highest share of the vote in Scotland to date. The poll suggests Reform UK could be a real contender for constituency seats in those regions where it has most support, especially Central Scotland, Mid Scotland, and Fife, and the West of Scotland." The strong showing in Scotland comes as the upstart party has been polling nationally in either first place or essentially tied with Sir Keir Starmer's Labour Party over the past 2 months. The poll will also likely bolster confidence in the party as it heads into May's local council elections in England. The party is expected to make significant gains after barely contesting in past local elections, which came before Mr. Farage returned to the party. Mr. Farage has said that Reform aims to win around 200 seats across the country after winning zero in the last election. The broadening of the party has been pitched as being critical in the drive to professionalize and make preparations to challenge the next general election in 2029. Earlier this week, Mr. Farage unveiled 29 defectors at the local council level, including from the Conservatives, Labour, the Liberal Democrats, and Independents. Commenting on the defections, Farage said, "We are growing. We are building. We are deepening. We are broadening. We are strengthening. We are getting ready for the 1st of May. This party is very, very much on the up." Follow Kurt Zindelka on X, follow @KurtZindelka or email to xindelka@breitbart.com.